You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's leader, Scott Morrison, is gearing up the nation's defences as the war games begin.
To ensure that our defence forces are always ready and that they have access to the best training facilities of anywhere in the world and that they can work with our allies and partners.
The Prime Minister was at the Robertson Barracks in the Northern Territory touting a planned revamp of the defence facilities. The details include upgrading four military bases to make improvements for joint wargaming exercises with US troops. It's set to be completed in the next 5 years.
It's an investment that not only keeps Australians safe and advances and protects our national interests in what is a very uncertain world and can be a very uncertain region. A region in which there are many pressures.
But opposition leader Anthony Albanese is pointing out the spending isn't new. The federal government announced $500 million of the spend back in 2019.
Well, this is just another re-announcement from the government. Splashed across the front pages that was announced 2 years ago. We support increased support for our Australian Defence Force, but the government needs to just stop re-announcing the same things over and over again.
But it's comments from a prominent government official that are making headlines around the world. The Home Affairs Secretary Mike Pezzullo used an Anzac Day message to warn Australia must brace for the curse of war.
It was a lament, and the PM repeated this yesterday, for peace. We've got to constantly be searching for peace.
But security expert Sam Rajivan from the Lowy Institute says while the remarks are ominous, they're also pertinent.
We're going to have to learn and we're going to have to pay the cost of trying to defend ourselves without American help, simply because China's rise is now so substantial, China is getting so big.
The federal government is growing increasingly concerned over China's ambition for reunification with Taiwan, and its upgrade to the nation's military bases will be noticed by Beijing. Its foreign ministry is issuing another blunt warning in response.
It seems that Australia itself suffers from a disease while asking others to take the medicine for curing its illness. We hope Australia will view China and China's development in an objective and rational way.
Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.